Hello, I'm George from Ireland. This video is about how abortionists are seeking to exploit the tragic death of a mother in Poland as a reason to murder even more children. It really is sickening and insane to claim that you're sympathetic to people and that's why you want to murder more of them. Shedding tears for this woman as you relish the prospect of murdering millions of more defenseless people. So is the case of the woman who's only known mononymically, Isabella, who died due to sepsis in 2021, and her child was 22 weeks of gestational age. And Isabella even referred to her fetus as a baby, which he or she most certainly was. So the investigation concluded that her death was unrelated to abortion laws. And there's this lie that the abortion industry is pushing in their eagerness to torture more children to death, to kill them by cutting off oxygen for them, from them, or by ripping them apart, so on, by injecting their hearts with deadly poisons to cause cardiac arrest. This is what they enjoy doing. They boast about it, and some of them even say they're pro-abortion. They sometimes say they celebrate it. They are jubilant about the violence that they visit upon defenseless victims. So this very unfortunate woman, she died at the age of 30. Her child, unfortunately, was severely deformed and may well have died shortly after birth if he or she were born. Anyway, it says that she was not offered an abortion, so this would have killed her life, but the idea killed her child, but ideally saved Isabella's life. Anyway, she died from septic shock. But what are the facts of the case? Polish law defends children in utero, as it does those who have already been born. But it also says that abortion to save the mother's life or for her health at all, is not unlawful. Doctors are permitted to do this. And I don't know of a single case in Poland where a doctor has been found guilty of aborting a child to save a mother's life, or even charged with aborting a child when the purpose was to save the mother's life. So the two doctors, they obviously got it wrong. And what were their decision was possibly not because of the law at all. I don't know why they didn't do it when they were lawfully permitted to sadly kill that child if that was the only way to save the mother's life. So anyway, children all around the world deserve better than abortionists licking their lips and seeking to capitalize on the terrible, terrible thing that happened to this poor woman and her child, as though that's somehow excusatory of the premeditated acts of ultra-violence that they perpetrate against girls and boys every single day, torturing kids to death just for kicks because they're so selfish, because they're sadistic, because they're bloodthirsty, and so on, because they don't want to take responsibility for the children whom they have chosen to create. Goodness, so the Polish investigation concluded it actually wasn't related to that. So Poland strengthened the law some years ago to uphold the rights of children, and that includes children who are still inside their mother's wombs. So if the mother's health is at risk, yes, abortion is allowed in Poland as it is. So it's really just preposterous. So three doctors have been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter and so on. So don't allow abortionists to spread lies to you in their eagerness to save, in the eagerness to murder way more children. Because even when there's no risk to the mother's life whatsoever, they still want these children to be murdered. Oh, sorry, no, they want choice. No choice for the victim. But some of them will say, no, they generally approve of it, they enjoy it, they brag about it, they consider it something to boast about, they glory in slaughter. So the sickest, foulest, vilest, most odious thing, the hate speech that they come out with, that they are paedophobes, they hate children. There's no stronger proof of hatred than murder.